Hey, it's Ailsa Chang from NPR. Donating to the station makes a huge difference, but you don't need to overthink it. You already get so much out of public radio. Just go for it. Give now and thanks.
Donate now at wjffradio.org.
Radio Catskill, WJFF, your community radio station. We're keeping you connected. My name's Jason Dole. Colin Dempsey's an Irish singer-songwriter, a writer and a storyteller. Ruby Ray is an independent songwriter and singer. They're each playing their own material tomorrow night at Cabernet Franks in Parksville, and they'll also collaborate on a few songs. They're joining us now, both of them, to take a break from the news and talk some music here on a Friday evening. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hello.
Hello. Thanks for having us, Jake.
Thanks for having us.
That's great. So how are you guys doing? You excited to get on a socially distanced outdoor stage and play some music?
I can't wait to play music for people who are 6 feet apart.
I'm a very ugly person, so I'll be singing with my mask on. So yeah, that normally keeps people away from my shows, but I'll be all masked up. See, I'll be very far away. This is my first live show. I haven't played
I haven't played a show this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I played one in February. It was my first live show. So, yeah. I just have a
first live show this year, yeah.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Can't wait.
Are you nervous at all? Just, more so than whatever usual event of any size would kind of nerves that may or may not give you. But just in terms of this is a slightly different environment to be performing in, if this is your first go at it.
Yeah, but I've Wade and RJ, the owners, they're very regimented about keeping the tables apart. The people, you know, they wear masks when they leave the table, and there's hand sanitizer everywhere and stuff. So I don't feel anxious about anything like that. Playing live for the first time, I'll probably be a little bit rusty maybe for the first few songs. I don't know about Ruby.
Yeah, I think we'll practice a little bit tomorrow. but yeah, I'm really excited, and it's going to be outside, so I feel pretty comfortable with that.
Yeah, I guess I was thinking of less being afraid of the virus and just more just concerns of what's it like to perform for people in a different environment than usual. But sounds like you're both pretty confident you can transcend whatever awkwardness the social distancing incurs.
Oh, yeah. Well, our stage banter is pretty awkward to begin with, so I think we'll feel right at home.
just like our interview
right
now.
This is great.
So we're looking forward to it. We're pretty confident. It should be fun.
So you guys are performing separately tomorrow, but Colin, you also have played bass for Ruby. Ruby, Washington Post has called you throwback honky-tonk tunes, called your tunes throwback honky-tonk, and, quote, darker than your usual singer-songwriter fare with noirish and Southern Gothic-influenced lyrics. Is that how you would describe your sound?
I think that's pretty much on the money for what I do. I sometimes describe it as sounds like driving down a dark desert highway kind of music. So that's pretty true.
That's cool. And Colin, you play a blend of folk rock. How would you describe what you do?
My influence would be kind of Nick Drake, Elliott Smith. My favorite songwriter is Neil Finn from Creta House. So it's pretty accessible acoustic rock. I'm Irish, so there's a slight folky element to it. I think it's mostly been called kind of poetic, folky kind of rock music. But when I play my band, it's more of a rock setting. But like tomorrow, it'll be just kind of like your singer-songwriter fair. But yeah, so I play solo when I play my band, but I also play bass for Ruby Ray. So I might join her on a few songs tomorrow. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
And I play bass for some other bands. So
and I can sing some backup for you.
That would be lovely. I haven't even asked you, but I'm asking live on the
great.
Air. Let's do it. All right. So it'd be some cross-pollination between the two sets.
Yeah, it sounds like you guys are going to be doing some planning right until the moment you actually go on.
Like all creative people, we're not remotely organized whatsoever.
Yeah. I know what it's like in the wings, yeah. So you both have been in the city during this time. What's it been like down there in the city, I guess, in general, and then specifically for musicians during the pandemic?
Well, I actually have not been in the city. I moved to Nashville at the end of last year. So I've been sort of quarantined in a house in Nashville. What about you, Colin?
I had a house up in Roscoe, New York, for the last 3 years, and we come up every weekend. And in March, we came up full time, and my wife and I, we decided it's just so beautiful up here. The people are wonderful, and just the pace of life. And I've been in the city. I moved here 17 years ago, and I've just been working, and now I'm up in Roscoe. And yesterday, actually, I went back to the city. Tell my landlord I wasn't going back, so I'm up here full time now. I'm never going back to the city. But when I went back to New York, it was very quiet. It went dead very quickly, and you know, people like myself, very, very incredibly lucky to have bought this little cabin up here, maybe 2 or 3 years ago. So yeah, we're here to stay now. So I'll be knocking around the Catskills.
So you came up in March for a weekend, and it's turned out to be a very long weekend.
It's a very, very long weekend.
There's a lot of people in our area that have done that. Like, people noted that the season, you know, usually it's the summertime and everybody kind of comes up, but people started coming up early this year. I had a long weekend in Roscoe where I spent 13 years in the school building there going from.
Oh, wow.
Really?
That's where I grew up, yes. So.
Oh, well, I won't give you my address on the air, but I'm right near the Roscoe Motel.
Okay, yeah, sure.
I'll tell you all, sir. Yeah,
sure,
so
yeah.
I'm right across from the pool there where all the fishermen are.
Yeah,
there,
so. Yeah. The famous Junction Pool. And it's a great area there, and it's right on the border with the Delaware County. So what are you guys working on now? What can people expect from you next?
So I moved to Nashville to work on a record with a friend producer there. He runs his own indie label. And so we're finishing up a new album, probably going to be out early next year. And so just sort of, I think we're finishing the last song of that this month.
And then myself, I kind of finished writing my album, but I haven't reached out to any producers or anybody like that to start recording it. But literally about 2 weeks ago, I wrote the last song, and I've gone through them and edited them. So I think maybe when this passes early in the new year, I'll reach out to some studios and see where I might decide to record it.
Okay. And it says your most recent release is Silent Moon. That's pretty much it. I think we're going to have to get going. But I'll tell people that Ruby Ray, your website, and correct me if I'm wrong, it's Ruby Ray Music. And that's Ray, R-A-E, RubyRayMusic.com.
Yes.
And Colin, you're at SuperSmallMusic.com.
That's correct. That's the band I play in, Super Small. And we'll be playing tomorrow night at Cabernet Franks at 7 p.m.
Okay, and Cabernet Franks is at facebook.com, Cabernet Franks. Thank you so much for joining us, Colin Dempsey, Ruby Ray. Thank you so much, and good luck tomorrow.
Thank you, Jason. All right. Thank you. Enjoy the weekend.
You too. This is Radio Catskill.
If you miss international travel, why not recreate the experience in the comfort of your own home with some airplane food? In Israel...